information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to yet another episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and yes, it's another pleasure, the end of another week. And this is the 97th episode, so from next week, we'll be dropping snippets of old episodes, and got a big surprise on the 100th episode. We're cooking it up. Going to have a couple of celebrity guests on our show on the 100th episode, and also, I'd like a lot of you out there who are regular listeners of The Criticast to take part in the Criticast, especially those who've been there since episode one. I would like you to take part in the next couple of Criticasts. And I might even take it past 100. Let's make it all a big party. Big day is the 4th of December. So, coin that. Might decide to have a party. I'm working on something. Yeah, anyway, get a regular scheduled programming. In the second half, I'm going to talk about the Zifa presidency. That's pretty exciting stuff that's been happening there. Also, the final segment, we'll talk to different people about relationship red flags. What are relationship no-nos? What are the things that make you walk away from a relationship the same way that a 12-year-old looks at a boring old movie and thinks to themselves, what am I doing with my life? Yeah, anyway, so what are we talking about? The first thing in today's show is the battle of the bad doctors against Johannes Thomana. Not necessarily against Johannes Thomana, but Johannes Thomana, who's the prosecutor general, was given an order by the Supreme Court, well, actually the Constitutional Court, to issue private prosecution certificates against MP Dr. Munyaradzi Kereke, as well as Dr. J. Mutasa, who was at Telecel, as well as Dr. Vivek Solanki. Well, those prosecution certificates have been handed out after the prosecutor general has spent so much time deciding not to. The one against which Telecel has got against Dr. J. Mutasa over some fraud allegations has been rescinded. So, yeah, bad doctors. It just happens all three of them are doctors. I wonder if Thomann has got a fascination with doctors. I wonder what his reason for not issuing them in the first place was. Amara Brown is going off to the Joburg Theatre. Yes, the little bundle of energy and dynamite that sort of thing will be debuting at the Joburg Theatre in a musical called, Color Me Human. Yeah, it's by Steve Dyer, the musical. And she did it earlier this year at Soweto Theatre, so it's not like she's doing it for the first time, so pretty exciting for her. A fake story on the internet. I don't know what's happening with my Kenyan brothers and sisters. I think they need to get into anger management. Not just anger management. They need to be on that anger management show with Charlie. You know, the Charlie Sheen? Yeah, because they need help. They got angry at Zimbabweans, then got angry at Nigerians, and then got angry at South Africans. With the Zimbabweans, it was over a fake story that was published by some newspaper called The Spectator in South Africa, in Kenya rather, that was fake, which claims President Robert Mugabe had made some disparaging remarks about these Kenyan brothers and sisters of ours. And they got mad, became a fight on Twitter, and we're just fighting everybody over a fake article. Trust me, brothers and sisters from Kenya, we hang on to every word that our president says. So when he says something, you know, if my president's dog was a bark and it became public information, it probably would end up in the newspaper. He is that much of a celebrity, his wife even more. What else happened? Oh, sad news. Paul Gundani, the former footballing giant, you know, unrivaled footballing giant and Football Union of Zimbabwe president Paul Gundani passed away as a member of the Dream Team of the 90s. Yeah, sad. Also in sporting news, New Zealand rugby completed a historic achievement in which they won 34-17 in the World Cup against New Zealand. And Sonny Bill Williams had that beautiful moment in which he gave his medal away to a kid who had run onto the field and been rugby tackled by security officials. Also, in other news, in entertainment news, Zimbabwe has got two new shows that have made it onto the Zambezi Magic DSTV platform. So drop your panties, ladies, because Zororo Makamba is on television on DSTV. Yeah, he's a guy ladies tend to like. Tall, dark, and can't say handsome, because, you know, can't say that. I can't say that about other guys, but I know girls like tall and dark. So, yeah. Zororo Makamba is on DSTV's Zambezi Magic every... What is it? Every Thursday? And then Dumi has got her show when she's talking, when she does, you know, foodie things with Wine and Dime with Dumi on Wednesdays. Yeah. And finally, Trekkies. Yes, good news for you. Star Trek is returning back to television, which means there'll be loads of color blocking on our streets. Yeah. Not just the old color blocking that was making sense nowadays. No, it's going to be that other color blocking where people are going to wear weird shades and going to be looking like Kanye West, looking all robotic and stuff like that. I don't know. Star Trek will return to televisions on CBS All Access next year. That is in January 2016, according to international news. It's actually a thing. The name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. On the other side, we'll talk about the Zifa presidency. So, the Zifa presidency is up for grabs, yeah, since that time when Cuthbert Dube decided, well, he didn't decide, it was like a culling thing, it was like an episode of Game of Thrones, in which he decided to try to do a couple of things, but we had as much luck as, well, Joyce Majuru in staying in the party, yeah, got kicked out, so it was like, yeah, bye. And so now the Zifa presidency is vacant, right? And all sorts of weird characters and not so weird characters are throwing their hat in the rings. Just to tell you, the four that we know for sure will be running for the Zifa presidency. We've got Trevor Karel's Jewel. He's a former Zifa president who tried to ask that guy. We've forgotten about him. Cuthbert Dube, yeah. Sheesh, gosh, it's so bad. It's like a weird relationship. You know, it's like that ex, that weird ex, that the relationship was so weird that you sometimes forget they existed until somebody picks reminds you of them. He is that guy. It's like, whoa. Yeah, that actually happened. Really? Oh, gosh, yeah. Trevor Karel's Jewel, former president. And then also we have Leslie Gwindi. He was suspended from football at some point in time for some, you know, some defiance and so forth. But yeah, anyway, he's a former Harare City FC chairperson. James Takawada was a former football player. And then, of course, one that's got everybody's tongues wagging is Philip Chiangwa. Call him Dr. Philip Chiangwa. Yeah, he was on the radio the other day. He says some stuff that makes sense, but you can see that he's reading off the paper, which kind of gets annoying because you're like, do you actually know what you're talking about? Not saying that he won't do a job, but, you know, he's just one of those people that makes you uncomfortable. You know, he's that person that you're kind of like, yeah, if you're going to use another relationship analogy, he's that person that you know you shouldn't get into a relationship with, but you're looking around, you say, but there's no one else. Are there other people? But, you know, he's the one who's really trying. Yeah, it's like that awkward reason that ladies date guys sometimes. Like, he's the guy who tried. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know, it's going to be so weird. It feels like everybody's acting like this fat, greedy kid that's just seen, you know, a whole bunch of cake and wants to have as much of it as they can. To be honest, what I want in the future is if you're president, somebody just stays out of it. Not someone who's like king of selfies and so forth. Let's just say... As with Karel's Jewel, you know, he's based in South Africa. Is he going to come back home? Is he going to be a guy who's going to be doing it from you know, remoting? It's just weird. The state of football in Zimbabwe is just like one of the weirdest things. It's just like, what are we doing? I feel like punching a baby. Not a real baby, because, you know, that gets people into trouble, jail and that sort of thing. But you want to punch... The baby, just, I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. On the other side, relationship segment, talk about relationship red flags. It's Larry, you listen to the Criticast. It is the final segment of the Criticast. The name is Larry, and yeah, and there's someone to talk about relationship issues and the relationship red flags. What are the things that make things so awkward? Like the first time that your mother saw you looking at naughty mags. Yeah, you thought to yourself, oh gosh, my life is over as I know it. But not so much over. What are the things in relationships that make it look like, yeah, you can't move on from that? Now, I went, of course, on my social media platforms. First on my WhatsApp, I had people send me voice notes. And then after that, I'm going to read you the messages that came on Facebook. There's a bit of a debate that started going over one of them. So it's pretty exciting. Over what relationship red flags some people can't deal with.
If my partner continue cheats on me every time and they come and they say sorry, you know, apologizing, hey, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Tomorrow they do it. You know, each and every time, I didn't mean to do that, blah, blah, blah. You know that you're a liar because you're not faithful to me. That one is a red card anyway when I find out, because I can't stand that. We need to respect each other in a relationship. If you cannot respect me with that one, then that's a no-go area. You have to go and... You know, we have to part. It's either we respect each other or we're not together. I won't give you a chance at all because it's something that you cannot do today and then do tomorrow and continue doing and thinking. I would tolerate. That's a no-go area for me. As soon as I find out, then that's it. I won't give you a chance anyway. For me, that one, definitely, I can't take it.
For me, it's lying. I hate someone who lies. Rather be honest, because lying is draining and you have to get a different story every time. So lying and being with someone with no vision and being with someone who's just selfish in the relationship, that just strikes me off. And a guy who talks about giving me a baby when he has no intentions of marrying me.
Biggest two things for me in terms of red flags are honesty and hypocrisy. Like, for me, those are my biggest pet peeves, and they're kind of interlinked between the two. Honesty, you know, it's just pretty basic. If you can't tell the truth, or if whatever you say doesn't add up, and it's misleading, you know, deceptive, that's a red flag. In terms of the whole hypocrisy, if you want to be treated one way, then you have to be treating your partner the same way. I mean, you can't expect to be treated one way yet you can't reciprocate that. You know, that's for me a biggest pet peeve, and that's just instant red card.
Yeah, those are the red card views of some people out there. Now, going to the Facebook, I asked the same question. Lynette says stinginess. You can't deal with stinginess. Marcy started off of something when she said unemployment, big red flag. I don't mean being in between jobs. I mean unemployed without a job. Dirk Frey then quipped and said, so that strikes about 90% of the population. Marcy then says, yes, it probably does. Phew, that takes me 10% to work with, narrows the search beautifully. Dirk said, it does, doesn't it? The sad part is I've seen many people list what they want in a partner, then look up with someone that is none of these things, because biology is a bigger factor than a reason in these things. Then Marcy says, are you a clairvoyant, Dirk? These lists are like wish lists. In reality, we end up with who we end up with. We are attracted to people and not list of flags. There should be a flashing red light, and there could be a flashing red light, and we still go with one person we want to go with. So then it goes back and forth, and Mushana says, for me, it's simple. No God, no hope. The struggle becomes real. Then also we had Olivia say, lies, lies, lies. You can't deal with lies. Mujare said, he who can't admit a wrong and say sorry. Rodney says a lack of vision. Dirk says dishonesty. Marcy comes back and says doesn't kiss. If a person is uncomfortable kissing you, they probably wouldn't want to share their life with you too. You will be shocked how many people haven't had a kiss from their partner. Going along that line, Henriette says no PDA. Fairy says Munanin, my security issues. I know Rwanda are common. So somebody with security issues. Darlington has two. The violent behavior. And someone who doesn't want to go to a new start center to get a test. Also says someone without ambition and keeps you from knowing a certain area of her life. Sia Temba says, if you are violent, then automatically you cease to be my friend. Norma says, lies, being narrow-minded and violence. And Afrobella says, if he's overly religious and thinks the pastor is God a run. Sia Temba comes back and says, in this century you meet people who don't want to compromise. Are they scared? And they scare me to death. A breakup is inevitable in that case. Mununga Akwane. Ru says, dedicates Sundays to wearing a suit and listening to a bunch of different grown men telling Ngano. Then also Mandy says, a city romantic Baranzi. Lavender says, mama's boy, that's a big red flag. Then Patience says, someone small, selfish and lousy in the sack. I don't know what small means. Are you talking about small in stature? Or are you talking about having a small penis? Oh, no idea. Then finally, one guy says, lack of communication, it births other problems, mainly individualism, a lack of trust, which will break a relationship. So a variety of the reasons there for people who say, oh, no, this is a relationship, a red flag for me, I can't deal with a person like that. I think relationship red flags change as you grow older. When you're younger, you're like, oh, they have to be this specific height and they're going to choose a specific way, because if they choose differently, it means psychologically they're psychotic and that sort of thing. I don't know. Red flags for me, I don't know, they change. I've got moods. So I'm going to be like, last month you said you didn't like girls like this. Like, yeah, it was last month. It was a month, it's not such a big thing. I don't know. Anyway, what do you think? Email address is info@ladiqueedidai. Get in touch with me via Twitter @queedidai. And also catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 on Fridays on a show called The Switch, powered by The Movement, and with my co-host Kundai Chianika. Also catch me on Tuesdays with Alois Bunjira and Sean Tafirenyika on the show Tuesday Night Football. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Also, remember, 100th episode coming up soon. Get in touch with me with your ideas of how you would like to take part in the 100th episode. I'll be giving more information as we go forward. But please do get in touch and let's make it a big episode. And I end this episode with saying, don't be scared of pain. Pain is a healer. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?